This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we are at the tail end of the week, and boy, oh boy, what a week it was. We started off talking about Kim Jong-un and what was going on with North Korea and President Trump and what will come out of that. And we end up, politically speaking, because I always say it's about the buds in the backyard, we end up talking about Comey again, who this time around was defending his Clinton investigation despite the fact that he was sizzling the ex-FBI director by the justice's investigative report ultimately in the end. And how many pages of this? It's like War and Peace. 500. There's no peace, though, when you read it. 568-page review. And that review faulted Comey for going public with an announcement too close to the federal investigation in July 2016, only to reopen it 3 months later, just before the election. In fact, if you cut through the rhetoric, in both cases, the Justice Department's inspector generals concluded that Comey had flaunted his DOJ policy by taking action so close to an election without consulting then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch. So if I'm Hillary Clinton's people, and it doesn't matter now because that's old water under the bridge, but that's stinky water under the bridge, right? Because, of course, there was like a bizarre screw-up there. And Comey defended all kinds of things in the book that he published earlier in the year called Higher Loyalty. And remember, there was that whole, it's just like so old, but going back to 2016, there was the meeting with the former president, Bill Clinton, on the tarmac of Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport, which was Lynch. You know, it's now infamous, that meeting with Lynch, and Comey writing that he chose to do something unprecedented. So it's interesting. This was like sort of kind of the news of the day, that who's going to pour through that report and what are some of the specific juicy tidbits, I guess, if there's any, that come out of it. The bottom line is this. It seemed like when I jumped on the air, I was saying Comey, 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 night after night after night, and then poof, there she goes. It all went away, but it's still boomeranging back. The bottom line is all the president's men are just concerned as to what does that mean ultimately for this president. Because we keep going back to this investigation and Robert Mueller and everything that's mixed in between with that, right? And I don't think that we're going to see an end to the investigation. I think that's just going to continue. Eventually, there has to be some conclusions besides a few of these dominoes that already fell. My understanding is there really probably isn't much there, meaning there's nothing directly tying the current president to, you know, to muddling the election with Russia that ties exactly to him. So we keep dancing around this circle, and then the circle is just going to close eventually. It's crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, I'm going to throw this in at the top because, of course, we live in the world of streaming. You know what I'm talking about. In fact, you can stream this show if you go to TuneIn Radio, and a lot of people do that. They stream the past shows. The thing that's interesting on Netflix is somebody told me about a show called Barry, and it's about the early beginnings of Barack Obama, and it's actors. So it's Ashley Judd's in it. She plays his mother. And it's really, I have to say, it's really wild watching this, because now these some of these stories that are coming back up and sort of matching the drama of what the Netflix series is showing, it's just kind of fascinating and maybe a little unprecedented. We have movies about Reagan, we have movies about Carter, we have movies about all the presidents, Clinton, but this one is like a series. It is. It's a series. So seeing this through that kind of a lens is pretty wild, as kind of a throw in here, because coming up, we have, of course, our cheap movie review. And I know more of you now are going to movies when you feel like it's something you want to see, but you're streaming Netflix, you're streaming Amazon, you're streaming through other sources, Hulu, whatever. And so I threw that out at the top, since I had probably 6 or 7 people in the last couple of months ask me if I had seen that. So the answer is I have now seen it. I've seen a couple episodes, and it is pretty wild to tie that to the headlines just, you know, a decade ago. All right, so we're not talking about a decade ago at this point when we talk about the political headlines or background, certainly. We're talking about what's happening marching forward. And since I brought up Comey and the giant Inspector General's report about Comey and timing and everything else, how about the fact that now the FBI is vowing to train employees to avoid bias after the report? So the report wasn't just a smash on the head to Comey. It also revealed these problems, like Peter Stoika, the deputy assistant director, and his girlfriend, FBI lawyer Lisa Page, and the fact that this report found the Bureau made some bad decisions because they had a culture of leaking sensitive information. And that's what might have really skewed some campaign decisions because of bias. But here's my question. I want anyone out there listening to call me and explain to me how you can have, I'm just saying this, I think it's good that they should look at this and absolutely undergo this training, but can you tell me honestly you have zero biases whatsoever? I think it's very hard to have no biases. People claim it. And, hey, I'd be one of those people, because I feel like I'm open-minded. I listen to all sides and then decide what it is I think and go with that. But the way you're raised lends itself to some natural biases. And there's no question about that. The hood, where you grow up, and then where you move on to. Definitely, that background shapes, no matter where you end up, what happened getting to that space. All right, coming up on America Tonight, let me set the stage for you a little bit better. We're going to dive into the mailbag, since we had a lot of mail this time around. I just kind of brushed over it there with that last couple of minutes. And then invade the man cave heading into the weekend. We're not worried about championships, but there is baseball, and more baseball to be played. And then the movies, Ant-Man and the Wasp, The Incredibles Part 2. Ooh, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That sent me that email 5 times. Yeah, somebody sent me the same email. You know, sometimes you don't know if it goes through. I feel you. Our darn internet service. But before we go to the mailbag here on ATN, we're going to go out to Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
How are you?
I am finer than frog fur.
Frog fur. Do they have fur?
I don't know, but I have eaten a lot of frogs.
Oh, I bet you have frogs' legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have too.
Well, we have something in common. Now,
there we go.
I am your knuckle dragon right wing Neanderthal, and I'm here to protest this white wars that they have tried to pull off with this report that they've just come out with. Look, this was nothing more than an outfit directed by Barack Obama to try to take the Trump administration down and stop them before they could become president of the United States and his entire administration that he has put together. These people are absolute evil. And before it's over with, you're going to get to watch a screaming little thing of Barack Obama going to jail. I'm not kidding you.
Are you.
We are after
really
him. Hot damn. No, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to get Peter Strzok. We're going to get Lisa Page. We're going to get the whole damn crew. We're going to send them to jail. And if Ray wants to keep his job, he better do what we're telling him to do and act like an FBI agent that's supposed to do his job. Or you know what? We can replace the entire FBI with new people. This is a bunch of crap. And I'm telling you, this American people are outraged by what this just happened. This report is garbage, and we're going to nail these people to the wall. We're not done, and we're going to get them.
Wow. We're not done, and we're going to get them. So we'll see where that goes. I don't think... I mean, I would make a bet that there's no question the ex-president's not going down. But
I do think
that there could be other people, absolutely, that get caught up in this hornet's
nest. No, we're going to get the whole damn kit and caboodle. This is nothing more than a coup to overturn the government of the United States and turn it into a little fiefdom for the left-wing Marxist, Socialist, Communist Democrats. And we are going to vote them out of office, and we're going to keep on until we get these guys. And we're going to have not two sets of laws for the United States people. We're going to have one set. And this is how it's going to go down. And us voters are going to come out in November like nothing you've ever seen before. And I mean, it's going to be a red wave that's going to stomp these people right in the dirt.
I agree that there's going to be more people to come out in the midterm election than we've seen. And I also agree with you, Dan, that the Democrats are not getting the message.
By the way, I still love you, Kate.
You're so funny. The Democrats are not getting the message because they're not putting out anything strong that's going to overwhelm.
We will give them a message. I guarantee
right.
you.
Right, I agree with you there. I do. I think there's no question the midterm election is absolutely going to flip in a much different direction than some people
and,
think.
And that little routine that the speaker is trying to pull off with this negotiation where they can give amnesty to the illegals, that ain't going to fly either.
Oh, I agree with you as well on that. I mean, even President Trump said with this whole World Cup thing, he assured them no worries about immigration for players or people that are coming in because
concerned. I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you go. But that's how I feel about it, and that's how a whole lot of us feel about it. This was an outrage. This report was nothing but garbage, babe.
All right, so I'm going to go to the email because there was a lot of people that had things to say about that damn thanks. And on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I do have mail, and a lot of the mail did center around what Dan just said. And like Dan, there were certainly people that were massively outraged about the report, and some that feel that not much will come out of it, even though it is filled with some of this crazy nonsense about what was really going on with the FBI, what the inspector general saw, that the inspector general said, you know, look, the FBI was, and I already mentioned this, had people that were leaking to the press like you wouldn't believe, and they had these cozy relationships that would worry the Bureau, or should have worried the Bureau. And even employees took sports tickets. They went golfing. They had dinners paid for by reporters. And only four FBI employees at the headquarters are approved to speak directly to the press without authorization. And that was, of course, ignored, which is that's standard operating procedure. Of course, you would have a flow chart and there would be at least three or four people that would be able to do that, not just anybody who happened to be in the FBI, who happened to be with the Bureau. So one reporter had 110 contacts with 18 different Bureau employees, including special agents in charge, deputy assistant directors, lawyers, analysts, all that kind of stuff. So the culture is ridiculous. They have massive leaks. That's not a shock to any of us, right? Not a shock to me. I mean, maybe how deep it was, sure, but you could clearly see that there had to be leaks. And remember, Trump fired Comey for his handling of the investigation, and then there were others that were disciplined. So let's go to this one from Mac, who says, Kate, no doubt the FBI was like a leaky boat, but how many times did we say that on the air, how ridiculous it was? Clearly the stories that were constantly getting out, especially on the road to the election in 2016, obviously the people there don't know the rules, aren't held accountable, and could care less. That's why they're saying they need intensive training to make it painfully clear. Here's the rules. Here's the recommendations. Here's the problems. How about this one? This one is from Thomas. It is a black mark on the FBI as to what they were doing behind everyone's back, how they could be releasing the information they were releasing, and having the relationships they were having so cozy with the media is absolutely ridiculous to me. I think it'll take a long time to change that culture around, however, Kate. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, and I think there are people that will argue. Of course they're going to argue, because that means people could get removed. So what were the highlights from this IG report? And a lot of you talked about that. Well, let's see. That they obviously should have been tougher on Comey for what was happening there. That they obviously were trying to, it's funny where you look at the Russian probe and the nonsense with what happened with Facebook and the ads and the meetings that happened with Sergey Kislyak, if you wanted to go there. But then on the other hand, you look at the FBI and clearly you do see that they, in their own way, were trying to taint the election. And I've already mentioned the crazy gifts from the reporters and the leaks to the media and all of that. And then the fact that you had that couple that worked phones to kind of keep their affair quiet from their spouses. And, I mean, It is pretty wild and stunning, some of what's in there as far as bias is concerned. And again, so many of you wrote to me about that. I'll go to one more. This one is from Kevin, who says, boy, talk about fumbling the ball in the middle of this Russian probe, no matter what's going on there. Now you have the FBI IG report that clearly shows that these people that were running the FBI were lazy SOBs and had no clue how to have any kind of a culture of secrecy, for goodness sake. And here they were, the Bureau. Yeah, there is kind of something interesting about that, isn't it? Invade the Man Cave, coming up next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. FBI Director Christopher Wray said one of the things you can expect to be fixed is all the leaking.
We're doing a number of things on that regard. First, we issued a new media policy that's much stricter and much more clear than what had been in place before. Second, we're going to be doing intensive training on exactly those issues, things like the one that you alluded to, that includes contacts with the media. Third, we're going to make painfully clear to everybody that we won't tolerate noncompliance.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow Jones lost 25 points to close the day at 25,175. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Singer says, we are going to the man cave. In fact, I'm standing in it right now, and you wouldn't believe what I'm looking at. Big screen TVs. In fact, there's a card table set up. Who doesn't want to play some Texas Hold'em? And oh, by the way, if we were in New Jersey, we could take legal sports bets. New Jersey officially takes bets. Step right up. Make your sports bet. You do not have to go to the bookie around the corner or fly to Vegas. So it does happen. Governor Murphy put $20 on the Devils to win the Stanley Cup. And that's how the era begins on Thursday. I think there's more people that are going to be seeing that action. It's going to be all over the place. So in other words, Monmouth Park takes sports betting. A Borgata, the casino, all of them, I'm sure, or a bunch of them will, I'm sure, in Atlantic City. And that could help Atlantic City, actually, since they recently have fallen on hard times. But it really is true. I wasn't kidding about that. Here comes the Gov. Here comes the Gov. And he also put down 20 on Germany to win World Cup, 20 on the Devils to win the championship in 2019. And here was his statement. He said, this is a huge step for gaming, for tracks, for the economy of the state. And it definitely is good for the economy of the Garden State. It's been an 8-year struggle to legalize sports betting, and it ended with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in its favor last month, struck down the federal ban on sports wagering. So now that opens the gate for more states to do the same thing. It's mixed bag. Some people think, oh no, shut those windows down. Others think it's the best way because it's regulated. Me? Regulate the sucker. Because why not? Here's the thing. People are getting knuckles broken and everything else. I mean, it's like the old movies about the wise guys and the vig that you have to pay and these sports bets and all that nonsense versus just let people make legal bets. Then you can regulate it. That, yes, can there be problems with it? Of course. And the feds are going to want their percent, and they're going to get their percent. I'll tell you, for Atlantic City, it is a huge turnaround. I think it's just going to be a huge turnaround for them. You have the summer beach crowds, etc., and they can place a bet. And we'll see. We'll see if it's a big deal or not. And if more people will do the sports betting thing in New Jersey and not take those crazy trips to Las Vegas. And there were a lot of opponents of that, and there were certainly proponents of it, too. But under the law, people in Jersey, yo, can bet on professional and collegiate games, but not any contests involving New Jersey colleges or taking place at colleges in New Jersey. Wow. And we're not done with that story, trust me. We'll be talking about that for a long while. Shinnecock Hills, ever heard of it? Maybe not. U.S. Open, it's a major in golf. PGA Tour guys, dudes from all over that can swing and are pros. We're trying to carve up the course, but boy, it just was not easy. And why was it not easy? Because the course isn't easy. Not the way they set it up. A lot of golfers are one under. I mean, one under, that's it. There's a tie, a logjam, if you will. So Ian Poulter is one under. Dustin Johnson is one under. And so is Scott Piercy. He is one under. In fact, there's four players who find themselves in the position of the lead. But right behind them, Justin Duffner is even. And then you go from there and you have a slew of players that are one over. Then you have players that are two over and beyond that. The way the course was cut, it was a struggle for a lot of players to have a decent score, but that's the idea. Tiger Woods is eight over, so right now he's tied for 101st. He tripled the first hole. The next eight holes in even par to go out three over 38. So, but eight over, and then look at, again, one under is the lead. Shinnecock Hills in Southampton, New York, is not easy. Not easy. We jump to NFL news and the Philadelphia Eagles. Woohoo! Sorry, I have to gloat. They got their rings. 219 diamonds, 17 sapphires. That's a beautiful ring. And they had a meeting to discuss what the ring should look like. They talked about, should they go the elegant route, blah, blah, blah. All the players said, no, 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 bigger bling. So Jeffrey Lurie told reporters on his way to the ring ceremony, that's what we did. They didn't overlook any details. There's a waterfall of those diamonds I mentioned. Ready for this? This is technical jewelry jargon on the bezel paying tribute to the Philly special. Representing the sum of jersey numbers of three players who handled the ball post-snap, Corey Clement, Trey Burton, and Nick Foles. There's also an underdog mask inscribed on the inside of the ring. I love it because they were the underdogs throughout. Isn't that very cool? And they have pure 10-carat white gold, each with the 219 diamonds, 17 green sapphires. I mentioned that. They kept hearing, we all got, we all need, and the word family are featured in there. So what a season, what a way to end this with that ring ceremony. And we'll see what next year looks like, but we haven't even gone to training camps yet. But we're getting closer and closer and closer. And once we get into a full-fledged training camp, that's when people start to talk about, you know, who looks good and what players need to step up and what happens with signing players and who's going to make the most in that position, especially after Zach Martin, an offensive lineman for the Cowboys, signed for a whole bunch of money. We talked about it in our last man cave, and people are going to be talking about that a ton. They're going to be watching him with, like, hawk-eyed. He's got $40 million of his money is fully guaranteed. $40 million. I think he deserves it, though. He hasn't missed any. He's 27. He's in decent health. He's in great health. So on that offensive line for them, you got to have some kind of a wall to protect Dak Prescott. He's a big part of that, and that's was smart of the Dallas Cowboys to lock him up. You know, give him the best that they could give him, and they did, so it makes complete sense to me that he would end up with a big chunk of change. We jump to the NBA for a second. There's a lot of conversation about free agency, LeBron James, and can the Lakers land LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George? And the answer is they better have some serious money. So that's part of the free agency buzz, the rumblings, the mumblings, and the people who think they know exactly what Los Angeles can pull off. And maybe they can. Maybe they can. However, you have to think of how savvy and on top of it you have to be because of the luxury tax and trying to meet certain obligations, like to the fans. And I don't know that Kawhi doesn't stay with the Spurs and gets a Supermax deal, or he gets dished. For LeBron James, once again, this is this potential free agent decision in the offseason. It's probably one of the biggest ones he has to make. And the city of Cleveland, they really want him to stay, and there's lots of reasons why, including the fact he is the hometown hero, basically. He grew up just down the road, and he fills the seats. He's a human highlight. Who wants to lose their human highlight? All right, in the meantime, soccer, soccer, soccer. I talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it again in case you missed it. So the soccer world opens up with World Cup in Russia, and Russia trashes Saudi Arabia 5-0. So that was the first match out the gate. The Spaniards fired their coach, a coach who was winning, had 14 wins and 6 ties. But instead, they decided that Julen Lopetegui had to be fired because he was cutting a deal with Real Madrid when he should have been focused on soccer, soccer, soccer for the nation. And it's very odd. It's odd to see Putin hanging out, just keeping it surreal, watching to see what happens. And Russia routing Saudi Arabia is pretty darn interesting. Don't think they're going to win this. Not the team that I would pick. But they could go a lot further than some think. In 2026, unprecedented, that's right, U.S., Canada, and Mexico will be friends for a while anyway, because they won the bid. They outbid Morocco, and they get the rights to the games. The majority will be played in the United States. Some, however, will be played in Canada, and some in Mexico. A great soccer player, Maradona, said Mexico doesn't deserve the 26th World Cup. Ooh, says there's no passion in the U.S. and Canada, says it is a very big mistake. 60 games in the U.S., I hope they find a passion. Hang with us, we're going to the movies.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Me and the other are going to check that out probably this weekend. It's Ocean's 8, only with broads this time, and it's supposed to be pretty decent. It's doing well at the movies, and he was the one who suggested, hey, let's go and see it. He liked a lot of the actors in it, and I'm going along. I'm going to agree with them. That's a good thing. I mean, you're in a relationship, right? Sometimes you pick the movie. Sometimes they pick the movie. Sometimes they pick chicken. Sometimes you pick steak. And you desperately want it. Here's one he probably will see streaming, and I'll watch it with him. I like Paul Rudd. He is the Ant-Man, and the movie is called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I just have one question. When Cap needed help, if I'd asked you, would you have come?
I guess we'll never know. But if you had, you'd have never been caught.
do some dumb things, and the people I love the most, they pay the price.
Thanks to you, we had to run. We're still running.
Let's go.
Like a partner.
Hold on. You gave her wings and blasters. So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me.
No, I did.
Do you get it? The guy's an ant. It's the Ant-Man, right? Absolutely. It should be pretty big. The original Ant-Man had a $57 million domestic opening. It might be a little bit bigger this time. I don't know. Somewhere in between. Certainly people enjoy it. This is the whole Marvel comic thing. And Ant-Man is a popular character, not quite as popular as maybe Captain America, but popular enough. So there is some buzz buzzing around the Ant-Man, and it's PG-13, so a lot of kids are interested in going to see it, and it goes to the comics and the idea that anytime you have an action movie like Marvel, anything to do with Marvel, it's going to explode. So, explode enough. It's not going to be huge, but big enough. All right, this movie is called Tag. Check it out.
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy Brenner. I'm going to introduce the trailer to a movie called Tag. Men will play in the game right now, so... God.
Susan, you take Jerry to be your husband.
What's the difference between Episcopalian and Lutheran?
Episcopalians don't eat fish.
That's pescatarian. That's not a religion.
They're all fanatics. I don't know. You may kiss the bride.
I love you. Please tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
What?
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
Well, you got me.
You never know when someone's going to pop up.
Congratulations, buddy. You're it. Doing great, Anna.
Our buddy Jerry, he's the best that ever played. And now he wants to retire.
Never been tagged. Just saying.
So who's it?
Can't touch it.
This is the year we get Jerry.
Can't touch it.
Synchronize your watches.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't wear a watch.
Time is a construct.
Some couples go on cruises. Some couples go camping. Some couples go to strip clubs and have gangbangs. And this is just what we love. This is our gangbang.
Wow.
It seems like the game has really kept you guys connected.
All right. So good to see you. Come on. It's been a while since we've done this.
This game has given us a reason to be in each other's lives.
I think your dad would have really wanted you to be. Yeah.
Ice cream.
What?
He knows I'm lactose intolerant. He's taunting me.
So Tag, it's kind of a funny movie. It talks about these guys really busting each other. It's a comedy. It's R. But they're competitive friends, and they have this no-holds-barred game of tag, risking their necks and jobs and relationships. And Ed Helms is in it. Jake Johnson is in it. Rashida Jones is in it. Isla Fisher's in it. Annabelle Wallace is in it. looks, I don't know, it looks kind of funny, actually. And it will definitely be a hit streaming. If it's not a hit in the movie theaters, I think people will watch it. If I had friends that were playing tag with me my whole life, I would be so annoyed. I won't be annoyed by this movie. I actually like The Incredibles. This is The Incredibles 2.
Did you wash your hands? With soap? Did you dry them?
What? Is this all vegetables? Who ordered all vegetables?
I did. So, are we going to talk about it?
What?
The elephant in the room.
What elephant?
Mom's new job.
It's time to make some wrong things right. Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Whoa! I like Mom's new job!
Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
To do it.
I don't
way.
Know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math. Math is math. Hello?
Hey, honey. How are the kids?
Everything's great.
Is she having adolescents?
And Jack?
He's in excellent health.
What the?
Num num cooking.
Oh, no.
Cooking.
Whoa, okay.
That is freaky.
You know it's crazy, right? To help my family, I gotta leave it. To fix the law, I gotta break it.
You've got to, so our kids can have that choice.
Thank you, young man.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
Ah! It means fire, Robert.
Green flare interrupts this program for an important announcement.
Suit up. It might get weird.
I'll be there ASAP.
Where you going ASAP? You better be back ASAP.
You better be back ASAP. This will find an audience. This is probably going to be number one at the box office. The first one was hilarious. This one has the same tinges of funny that we saw the first time around. It's animated. It's kid-friendly. It's going to be big. A superhero, Elastigirl, springing into action to save the day. Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Katherine Keener, Sam Jackson, Isabella Rossellini, some of the voices you'll hear playing the characters. It's a long one, 2 hours, PG. Thanks for listening to this version of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.